This is The Fallacy of Freedom, written by Gregory Heary, narrated by Omar Abu. The Fallacy of Freedom, by Gregory Heary. If people were naturally born with a love for freedom, people would have been fighting for it since the beginning of human history, but they haven't done so. Thus it follows that freedom is not something humans are naturally inclined to. Rather, it is a relatively new, unnatural idea not found amongst our ancestors because they had no apparent desire for freedom. The humans of the past were not the idiots people assume them to be. They were humans just like us who had similar cognitive abilities. The main difference between present humans and the past humans is culture and technology. The humans in the past were not too stupid to understand freedom or to think of it. In actuality, there is no right or liberty whatsoever, which doesn't have an equivalent and corresponding duty to go along with it, as the price to pay for it. There are no free natural rights that humans have on Earth. The world would not be the place it is today if one could get something for nothing. Freedoms are not free. They have a cost, and in the past, humanity did not want to pay the price. Contrary to what many countries claim, God has given humans the same rights all over the world, regardless of their geographical position. Although these gifts and rights have strings attached. Not even God will give someone a free gift or privilege without expecting a thank you. The one who receives gifts with gratitude is not equal to the one who receives gifts with indifference or disrespect. The responses we give to the gifts and blessings we receive from God can determine whether we get future gifts or not. God did not give the people in one country the right to speak freely and deprive the people of another from that same right. These are just claims countries have falsely postulated about God, trying to make it seem that God favors them, painting themselves as the best people of the world, thinking their government was founded on divine principles instead of being created by politicians. This is just ethnocentric arrogance inspired by Satan, in order to disunite humanity, making people feel God is unjust and favors some people over others because of something no one can control. Either God gave everybody these rights or nobody. There are no privileges which God gave to white people and not to black people, or vice versa. However many countries throughout time have claimed God gave their citizens special rights, all this proves is that people lie about God. If you look at Earth from a plane, you cannot see national borders because they are invisible lines that were not geographically designed by God. Therefore, it is impossible to see which land is trusting in God or blessed by Him and which land isn't. If tomorrow all the national maps and borders disappeared, people would just presume everyone had the same rights because we are all on the same planet, belonging to the same species. As a result of this planet having one dominant species, it is only fit that one organizational system works best. Unfortunately, at this time, the disunity of our species prevents such mass cooperation. It is governments who tricked us into thinking God gives people rights based on their nationality or citizenship. As a result, Satan has made God seem racist and unfair in order to make people feel God is unjust and oppressing them. This is why it is important to only take our information about God from His revelations and messengers, not satanically inspired government leaders or documents. If the prophets didn't say God gave man the right to freedom of speech, and then some politician says that God gave man the right to freedom of speech, then that politician is claiming to be a prophet who is receiving divine revelation. The American Declaration of Independence claims the Creator gave man certain rights. The Creator did give man certain rights, but the authors of the Declaration of Independence didn't use divine revelation or prophets as their source of information when declaring what those rights were. They just made up those rights from what their own intellect and desires suggested, which could have easily come from Satan, especially considering who the draftees were. All the rights people have are only made known to us by God and His prophets. So, if God didn't say humans have X right, then they don't have it, no matter how many humans later on say they do. A single human brain cannot think of what rights people have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?